Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bit of a quiz for the folks assembled in the studio and elsewhere. But man, Carol, the Cardinals news, I mean, I guess we knew it. It would have been silly not to expect that they were going to cancel the series. I think we were holding out hope maybe that, you know, they're going to get people isolated, but no baseball this week. The hope is that the Cardinals will resume on Friday against the Cubs. The Cubs right now are 7-2. The Cardinals have played 5 games. They're 2-3. How do you make all this up at a certain point, right?
Right. This is something that everybody's been worried about. You know, we were so hopeful that we would get some baseball in, then we get started with some baseball, and then right away, some players are opting out, as they are in other sports. Of course, that's happening in the NFL and the NBA as well. And then the next thing you know, I know that St. Louisans are like, not my Cardinals. Please, not my Cardinals. But it's a virus.
Well, yeah. But you just, I guess I give credit to Major League Baseball for trying to hang in there and trying to figure out how this is going to sort itself out. But you can't really keep pushing these things, can you? Now, the Marlins are apparently going to play, but let's say something gets toward the end of the week and the Cardinals, I don't even know what the protocol is. I mean, do you take the Cardinals out of the mix and then everybody else plays? Because you got teams out there that haven't had any real positive tests.
We were that team. We were that team.
Oh, well, that's
had any
true.
Positive
right.
tests. We were that team.
Man.
If
so
I was a player and
eye,
I had
Carol.
A family and I had, yes, I saw your eye. Let's move on to the eyeball. This looks
eyeball.
Like your left eye.
I'm bummed. This is my left eye, which is important because I had surgery, as you know, on my right eye many years ago, and it would not be a good eye. So I put a picture up on the Facebook page and on Instagram stories, so you can just go to Mark Talk on Instagram and look at my story. Feel free to follow as well. So I've come up with a few scenarios here because I haven't told anyone what happened to the eye. Do you think you can guess? And I've asked Fred, and is Colleen in there as well? We'll see if they can sniff out
yes,
the facts
I
of the
have
black
a theory.
Eye.
He has a theory already.
All right.
And Fred wants to know their prizes, which include days off and time away from you.
$50 gift card is what I'm going to offer up here. $50 gift card.
Somebody's eyes rolled. I won't tell you who. Go ahead.
Well, there's an inside joke there, and I think they got it. Here we go. We got a little music here. Here we go. I've come up with a few scenarios.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Number one, I was so shocked at The Rock getting involved in the XFL that I ran into my car door this morning upon hearing it on KMOX.
Okay, that would be A, number one.
That would be, well, you want to say that that's true or not? Are you going to hear all the answers?
Oh, I don't think
Mike,
no.
You better have
I think
the...
we ought to hear all the answers, don't we?
Oh,
what do
okay.
we think,
all
judges?
Right, so
should we hear
one.
All the answers first and then choose?
Yeah, maybe just run through them. So
all right, run through them.
Okay.
All right. I'll keep running through them here. All right. I was sitting on my return flight from Las Vegas. I had A33 boarding slot when I was just sitting in my seat. Someone wanted the window seat. I helped put their bag in the overhead compartment, but someone lifted the overhead compartment up right into my head and my eye. I was, that's number two.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I was checking in at TSA, and when I leaned down to take my shoes off, a woman had grabbed one of those trays that you put your stuff in and hit me in the eye with the tray. Mm-hmm. Number four, eating a snack, I come up with six here. I decided to go six. While eating a snack at the airport, someone told me to put my mask back on. I hauled off and started throwing haymakers and ended up being knocked out. Number five.
No one believes that. Go ahead.
Look, you got it. I'm giving you all the scenarios here.
Okay,
I think
ahead.
It's fair.
Haymaker
number four. Yeah, that was number, I think that was number four. Number five, while jumping into the pool at my friend Rick's house, that's where I stayed, I dove right into his vacuum that scrapes the gunk off the pool, clipped my eye, and then finally, I poked myself in the eye with my reading glasses. Those are your six options here for Mark's black eye. I don't think I've had a black eye in a long, long time, too.
Judges?
What do you think?
I was thinking you rubbed your eye after changing a poopy diaper.
She doesn't have diapers
My daughter is
anymore.
5 years old.
She's five.
Really? How long has it been since you... She's five, Kevin.
Okay.
All right. We'll come back to me.
You didn't vet your judges.
No, I did not.
I think the process of elimination is how I go about a lot of things.
Haymakers? You going with haymakers?
That was really the first one I
really
ditched.
I'll go with the vacuum. Yeah. The pool
You're going
vacuum.
With the vacuum?
Putting his eye in the pool vacuum.
What was number two again?
I'm going with number two because it had a level of specificity that gave it the ring
Three
of truth.
Two.
It was reaching
number
up to
two,
the...
Number two was I was sitting on my return flight. I had A33 boarding slot when I was just sitting in my seat. Someone wanted the window seat. That was number two. Number three was I was checking in a TSA and woman was grabbing the trays. And then number four was the haymakers. And then jumping into the pool.
Okay. I got him. Fred, you ready to choose?
I've narrowed
Fred's
it down
usually
to,
pretty good at this, but
I've narrowed
right.
it down to
what do you think,
number
Fred?
Five and number six. Either getting in the pool and hurting your eye or poking yourself in the eye with your glasses.
I'm number two.
You're number two, and I'm going with reading glasses.
I'm going with number
six.
Five.
I'm going with number six. So we got two.
Anderson?
I'm abstaining because I believe I heard you voice text it to someone in queue earlier.
Oh,
last hour.
Okay.
What? I thought
so,
nobody knew.
I'm just being honest.
That's very,
okay.
Just being honest.
I appreciate
that's
your
excellent.
Integrity.
Excellent. Mike, you have the buzzer sound handy?
Yes, I do.
Hit it. Like, hit it three times. Just hit that buzzer sound. Hit it. Repeatedly. They did not. Nobody got it.
None of us got it? So it's number three.
It was the haymakers. I mean, I got into it at the airport. I'm surprised you haven't seen this viral video go on CNN.
You're lying. You did not get into a fight.
All right, here's what happened.
Fake news.
Here's what happened. All right, so pretty good weekend in Vegas. I mean, people sort of Vegas shamed me knowing I was going out there because you're going to Vegas. What are you doing? I stayed at my friend's house, and we barely went out at all. In fact, we tried to go out to dinner on Saturday night. We couldn't find an Uber. So we ate in, and we watched a bunch of sports and things like that. So I get to the airport yesterday, and there's really nobody there. It's a Sunday. I've been to McCarran so many times on a Sunday. It's jam-packed. And at McCarran, unlike at Lambert International Airport, you know when you grab those trays that you put your stuff in? They're sort of sitting on that table, that metal table. I guess sometimes they're below as well. At McCarran, they have the conveyor belt, and then they actually have underneath the conveyor belt, the trays sort of pop out from right below that. It's kind of hard to visually or describe that without seeing it. But anyway, so I put my stuff in the trays. I had to put my laptop, my iPad in there, and then my shoes. So I lean down to take my shoes off. And a woman at the very same time is grabbing a tray from down below. And she pulls the tray up. My head is heading down to get my, you know, to head toward my shoes, if you will. And she thwapped me right in the left eye. And I was like, I got tossed back a little. I was a little stunned because I didn't know what happened. You know, it was just all of a sudden when you have something like
We're
that
happen.
We're calling
foul in here. This sounds number three.
This is true. This is 100% true. This is exactly what happened. So she felt terrible. She felt terrible that it happened. She goes, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "I don't think so." I said, "But my first deal was, am I bleeding? Because it hurt like hell." And then I reached up and I wasn't bleeding. And she goes, "No." About 15 seconds after, "Oh yeah, you're bleeding now." I'm like, "Okay." So, you know, it didn't, I'll be honest with you, it didn't look bad until this morning. So
that's the way those things work.
And I kind of knew it would because it hurt quite a bit. But I'll have to tell you, and I did everything in my power to let her know that I'm going to sue her. Mark Kander is my personal injury attorney. I'm going to name my friend because he took me to the airport. I'm going to name so there's a lawsuit coming. No, she felt terrible. And I told her, I said, "Look, this is just an accident. Everything's fine. Don't feel bad about it." But it hurt. It really hurt
karma,
pretty bad.
Karma's,
and now I got the black
karma's
guy.
A mug. Karma. Yeah. So which number was this? Which story?
That was number three, I think. Checking in at TSA when I lean down and take my shoes off.
No poopy diapers. Yeah. No. But you have stabbed yourself in the eye with glasses before, and you have dove into a pool and hit yourself on the pool vacuum before.
No, what I've more likely done is my car door has, you know, the passenger door a couple of times when I was getting the dog in, I hit the, you know, the top of my forehead. But, you know, I had eye surgery 30 years ago, and if it would have happened to the right eye, that would not have been as beneficial. But I'm lucky because it didn't hit the eye. Anyway, there you go. If you want to see it, it's not like the biggest black eye on the planet, but, you know, I thought I'd quiz the, and I don't have the $50 gift card. Nobody got it right. So I'm okay there.
Well, thanks for letting us play.
I lost a lot of money in Vegas,
what happened
too.
To Mark?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you, not.
You know, I did not even really gamble in Vegas either. I was telling the story last hour. I did a little bit of sports betting because you're able to go and load it up on this app. There's an app called, well, I call it Williams-Sonoma, but I think that's the place where you buy kitchen stuff. It's William Hill. And the way it works is you go to the casino and then you basically put some money on your account and then you can go if you're in the territory, like in the region. So if I try to use this app right now, actually, I should try to do that and see if it lets me open it. I think it would let me open it and see my account, but it wouldn't let me place any bets. Now, I do have a hockey bet that is on here, and I was telling this story a little bit in the last hour. I had a bunch of hockey folks get in touch with me and say, hey, can you place this bet for me? And I screwed up the bet because it was supposed to be a parlay, and I picked, it was eight teams, and it was supposed to be on the series. And I just did straight, which, by the way, if it would have come in, it would have paid like $8,000, and we had it three times, so it would have been like $21,000. But instead, I had to do a parlay on the series. Let's see. We picked the Wild, the Blue Jackets, the Jets, the Penguins, and the Predators. So if they win their series, that's the parlay. Not a bad payout for that, but not as good as the other one that I had screwed up. It's 3:16 at the Voice of St. Louis. We're back with more. I did not comment on what Wesley Bell said about Mike Brown. We're going to dissect that just a little bit. I think a lot needs to be said in the aftermath. I wasn't here Friday, so I've been waiting, holding on to some thoughts about that. We'll do that next. Baseball is put on hold for the Cardinals right now. Best case scenario, maybe playing the Cubs this weekend. They're going to stay in Milwaukee. They're not coming back. We now have numerous players that have tested positive, and even some rumors about a trip to a casino this afternoon that have not been verified. But we'll certainly keep you posted on that. We got Chris Raby in the next hour on KMOX.
Mark Reardon now.
No, never. Yes, always.
Total Information PM at 4 on KMOX.
Yeah, the entire Cardinals-Tigers series has been postponed. The earliest the Cardinals will be back in action is going to be this weekend against the Cubs. The Cardinals have had 13 members now test positive for COVID-19, six staff members and seven players. You know, one thing I wanted to mention just about the trip to Vegas, it's so weird being out there when you have the dry heat. And I remember the friend that I visited years ago told me this because I was trying to plan a trip, and at that time I think the temperature was just going to be in the mid-80s because that's too cold for the pool. I said, too cold for the pool? What are you talking about? So just to give you an example of how that works, the dew point is like 70, 73 here. Maybe it's like 68. There it's 30 or 33. If it's windy, you get out of that pool with no humidity, even with 109. I know this is hard to believe. It was 109 there on Saturday. You get out of the pool and the wind's whipping up and it's chilly. It's just bizarre the way it's different out there. I drove by the new football stadium, which they announced today will have no fans in it, but it's looking pretty cool for the Oakland, or I guess the Las Vegas Raiders right now. And let's talk about, before I get to Wesley Bell and some of this stuff, let's talk about the election tomorrow. Somebody just texted me and said, I'm sorry, it was an email, and said, hey, Mark, I thought there was a Republican running for St. Louis County Executive. You know, why did you talk about just pulling a Democrat ballot? I thought we had a Republican running against Page, right? Well, who is that person? Let me ask you that. Nobody knows who that person is. I'm not even sure I know who that person is right now. I think I might know who it is. They don't have a chance to win. The only way to replace Sam Page, and I'm just going to be honest with you right now, and I think a lot of you know this. If you're a Republican voter in St. Louis County, pull a Democrat ballot. If you're a Republican voter in St. Louis City, pull a Democrat ballot so you can vote against Kim Gardner. Now, I'm going to put a small caveat on this. Ladies and gentlemen, we did this with Charlie Dooley and Steve Stanger many years ago as well. Unfortunately, it worked, but Steve Stanger went to federal prison. I cannot take or accept any blame for that. It just happened. But honestly, if it's okay to do it. We heard from Rick Stream. They won't even know you do it. You just have to choose Democrat ballot, vote for Mark Montavani. I mean, I said this earlier. Jake Zimmerman, I'm not sure what happened to him. He's a nice guy. He's the official ginger of the Mark Reardon Show. He's gone way AOC, wacko, progressive, and it doesn't make any sense. So that's not a choice, right? There is somebody else in there. She's not a choice. And then you have Sam Page. He's not a choice. So Montavani really is your best choice here. And he's a Republican anyway. He just doesn't want to admit it. So Wesley Bell comes out on Monday. I broke this story right around this time on Thursday afternoon. I'm sorry, Thursday, going back
to last week, and I had heard earlier in the day that he was visiting with Mike Brown's parents, telling him that he was not going to move forward with charges against Darren Wilson. Now, most of us who are sane would sit back and say, why would he even remotely think about doing that? But you have to remember that the people who elected Wesley Bell and Wesley Bell himself, the St. Louis County prosecutor, they don't like cops, okay? So anything involving cops, you got to do everything you can to prosecute the cop. Even in this case, I'm sure, with Kim Gardner, the 14-year-old boy that took a pot shot at the cop in the car last night, it had to be the cop's fault. He was probably looking at the 14-year-old kid wrong or something like that. I don't know. We'll find out. I'm sure we'll find out. So, like I told you, on Thursday, before the Post-Dispatch came out with it, because we had it first, he was not going to move forward with charging Darren Wilson. Here's what he said last week.
We just could not get there with the evidence as it is, and there are times when we want a different outcome. There's a time when the community wants a good outcome, but we have to follow the law.
Okay, we have to follow the law. So then he went on to say this.
I also want to be clear that our investigation does not exonerate Darren Wilson. The question of whether we can prove a case at trial is different than clearing him of any and all wrongdoing. There are so many points at which Darren Wilson could have handled the situation differently.
Now, I left for Las Vegas on Friday morning. You will have to answer this question. Was there one reporter who challenged Wesley Bell on that nonsense about all the decisions that Darren Wilson could have made? Mike Brown didn't have to rob the convenience store. Mike Brown didn't have to push the store clerk. Mike Brown didn't have to reach into Darren Wilson's vehicle and grab for his gun. Okay? Mike Brown did not have to punch and grab Darren Wilson. Witnesses documented this. Mike Brown did not have to charge Darren Wilson after being, by the way, forensic evidence. Is Wesley Bell unable to read forensic evidence? I mean, that would be a big problem if we have a prosecutor in St. Louis County who doesn't look at evidence. I knew that this couldn't be charged. Most of you knew this because there's nothing to exonerate him on. Nothing. If you read the grand jury testimony, oh, that's not good enough. That's bias. It's McCullough. Okay, read the FBI report from Obama's FBI. You see over and over again, and you see witnesses that lied and lied and lied. There's nobody that's credible. Nobody that's credible that gives the narration of what happened that day of hands up, don't shoot. You know why? Because it didn't happen. Many of them, and here's from the FBI report, okay? Autopsy results and bullet trajectory skin from Brown's palm, as well as Brown's DNA on the inside of the driver's door, corroborate Wilson's account of the struggle. Brown used his right hand to grab and attempt to control Wilson's gun. Wilson told prosecutors and investigators that he responded to Brown reaching into the SUV and punching him by withdrawing his gun because he could not access less lethal weapons. Brown then grabbed the weapon and struggled with Wilson to gain control of it. Brown ran at least 180 feet away from the SUV, as verified by the location of the bloodstains on the roadway, which DNA analysis confirms was Brown's blood. Brown then turned around and came back toward Wilson, falling to his death approximately 21.6 feet. So he ran 140 feet, 139 feet, back at the officer. While credible witnesses gave varying accounts of exactly what Brown was doing with his hands as he moved toward Wilson, for example, balling them, holding them out, pulling his pants up, varying accounts of how he was moving, charging, moving in slow motion, or running, they all established that Brown was moving toward Wilson when Wilson shot him. Although some witnesses state that Brown held his hands up at shoulder level with his palms facing forward for a brief moment, these same witnesses describe Brown then dropping his hands and charging Wilson. If you read the testimony, you find witness after witness who claimed to see something, but then when they were challenged, they changed their story, sometimes three times, lies after lies after lies. When witness 103 was initially subpoenaed to testify before the county grand jury, he expressed even more reluctance than he did during an investigative interview, this time alleging memory loss. However, he ultimately testified consistently with his original account, with the physical and forensic evidence, and with other credible witness accounts. Therefore, if called as a defense witness in a federal prosecution of Darren Wilson, or a state prosecution, as Wesley Bell wanted to do, witness 103 would be the subject to limited impeachment for his two felony convictions, including a theft conviction, but his apparent antipathy toward law enforcement would bolster testimony that quite so this guy hates cops, and he would testify because he had to. What he saw was fitting in everything I just told you. Witness 108 is a 74. I've pointed Witness 108 out numerous times. Witness 108 is a 74-year-old black male who claimed to have witnessed the shooting. This is the guy who saw it. He saw everything. He stated it was justified. He would not testify before the grand jury. He didn't want to go public because he was worried about someone going after him. He refused to appear before the grand jury. His quote was, "I would have shot that black boy as well," because he saw what happened. So it's nonsense. And the fact that Wesley Bell has still not revealed the the situation with the cop and the cop shooting from last year is just absolutely outrageous. All right, 3:30. I had to touch on that. We're going to get to the St. Louis Regional Pandemic Task Force this afternoon and some new numbers from Dr. Garza.
Which is the virus continues to spread throughout our community. However, as we've said before, we don't react to those daily fluctuations in the data. It is a one-day total. And as we've said before, we pay attention to the trends and not necessarily to those daily differences. And just to demonstrate that point, on both Sunday and Monday, we found a considerable drop in our cases back into the 30s. Now, this is welcome news, and we're hopeful that this will continue as a trend and that the numbers will continue to come down. But we also know that without continued efforts to keep transmission suppressed, we can go in that other direction just as quickly. So it's Monday, and we'll be taking a closer look at some of our modeling data and our scorecard data like we did the previous couple of weeks to give you a better idea on where we're trending. And then we'll take some questions from the media. So as always, we start with our hospital admissions data. But first, I wanted to make a correction on our admissions data from yesterday when we reported 32 admissions, when it was actually 36. When we went and looked back at our data today, we noticed that one of our hospitals had not reported their admissions data. So we apologize for this confusion. However, it's still a marked decrease from our admissions on Saturday, and so it's still good news. Today, we saw 33 admissions, which is down considerably from where we were just last week. Now, with the correction of the admissions yesterday, we're still at a rolling 7-day average of 42. So we're still at that high rolling 7-day average, but at least for the last couple of days, we are improving. So now we're going to move on to our hospitalization data. And again, this represents our daily hospitalized census in our task force hospitals. And these are confirmed COVID positive patients only. Now, this number jumped considerably today, which is really no surprise given that high number of admissions that we saw over the weekend. And so today we have 290 hospitalizations, which is up from 242 yesterday. Today, our 7-day moving average sits at 252, which is a 6-point jump from yesterday as well. Now let me update you on some of our daily hospitalization numbers. And again, these are our COVID positive patients only. As I mentioned, we have 290 hospitalizations today of confirmed COVID patients. We have 72 COVID patients in our intensive care units, and we have 30 confirmed COVID patients on ventilators. Now moving on to our suspected COVID patients. So again, these are patients that we believe may have the virus or we're waiting for test results to come back. So we have 179 hospitalizations today of suspected COVID patients. And that's a rather large jump from last Friday when we had 106. So we've added 70 more suspected patients since then. Now we have 19 suspected COVID patients in our intensive care units, and we have 12 suspected COVID patients on ventilators. And this is our good news slide again. We have discharged 20 additional COVID patients from task force hospitals, bringing our cumulative total to 3,982 patients. And again, it's great to see this many people recovering and being released back home, but it also means that we have increased numbers in our hospitals. And so we're going to continue to see those high numbers of discharges for quite some time. And again, thank you to all of the healthcare providers and the people that support them for getting these patients better and able to go back home to their loved ones. So as I mentioned, now we'll walk through some of our modeling data and show you where we are with the pandemic. Now, you've recognized this from last week, so the models, again, were updated for the data.
All right, so there you go from Dr. Garza, some numbers this afternoon. And look, some encouraging numbers, but some numbers that aren't very encouraging as well, especially with the admissions and the comparison from last week. So, and I even heard him this morning talk about how some of the restrictions that kicked in last week, they like to look at, you know, 2 weeks down the road. So we are getting, I mean, that's better than going way deep into the hole, certainly. But I think we all know. I mean, I remember asking this question a couple of times during the pandemic, even earlier. So how many people know someone who has COVID? There weren't very many. I didn't get very many people that said, yeah, I know someone, or I knew someone back in March. I think a lot of people know someone in the past couple of weeks, the past 3 weeks, that have had COVID or have it currently. I probably could say the number is in the double digits. I know it is at this point. Maybe I just hang out with people that, I don't wear masks. I don't think so, though. It's interesting.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
News Radio 1120 KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals.
It's got the confirmed homicide number for July, which was 52. So we had 52 in July and 32 in June. Nobody except me thinks that's a news story. I'm still baffled by that. I don't understand. The mayor doesn't care. She keeps doing news releases and updates on COVID and mask wearing. And there were 8 people in the month of July who died from COVID. Just keep that in mind. 52 people murdered. 52 people in 1 month. You know, when I say that, I guess it doesn't even make an impression, apparently, because nobody else is covering the story. So why do you even say it? Nobody cares. It's just so disappointing. All right, we have an audio cut of the day. I was in, as I mentioned, in Las Vegas over the weekend. I try when I'm on these breaks to not pay attention. And then the idiot friend I'm staying with keeps looking at Twitter and asking me stuff like, did you know Mitch McConnell said this? Did you know Trump's going to make sure that TikTok is banned? And all these things, I'm like, I can't sort it all out. So I'm trying to figure out what's really going on. Ian Scheer from CNET with me this afternoon on the TikTok front. This is not the first time that we've talked TikTok. Ian Scheer, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm not ticking or talking at the moment, but things are interesting.
All right, so what's going on? The last time, I think one of the last times that we talked about, you know, whether or not TikTok was, a security threat, and we talked about some of the nuances of that. And I think you even told me at the time the Pentagon didn't allow people to have that on the phone. So now you have this potential sale and Microsoft involved. So what, sort it out for me, just so I understand it, because I know we only have a few minutes here.
Yeah, so, I mean, first off, TikTok is one of the largest social networks in the world already. It's based in China. Which is part of the whole problem here. It comes from a Chinese company called ByteDance. And one of the things about it is that it's hugely popular with teens. So it's got something over 100 million people using it, and a lot of them are really interested in – there's all sorts of stuff on there. There's a lot of people like to use it to learn how to dance. That's a big popular thing is kind of
that's
dance.
That's what I do. That's exactly what I – that's how I use it for sure.
Well, you know what? Look, some people really do. And by the way, the biggest –
I'm a white – listen to me. Here's the easier dancer. Rule. The easier rule on that, I'm a white middle-aged dude who doesn't drink. That settles the dancing question. All right, go on. I'm sorry.
All right, fine. Well, then you dance okay. So the but the other thing is that because this has become so popular now, there's a huge amount of concern about whether or not if it's turning into the next big social network to compete against Facebook and Twitter, whether or not we are comfortable in the United States using an app that comes out of China. Now, there's a lot of basic concern, hey, this is China. We don't actually know whether it's a security threat, but we're concerned because it's from that country. And as a result, the company has agreed to start considering selling itself to Microsoft simply to avoid these concerns that the Chinese government could start getting access to people's information, even though there's not actually any proof that that would happen.
So at this point, though, the president basically says there's a little breathing room here. He thinks, I think in a tweet, he saw the date of September 15th, and he said at this point, they're going to be out of business. So what's the likelihood that this will actually happen, that there will be a sale with Microsoft and that this thing gets to roll on so kids can waste their time everywhere?
Well, it was either in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, an advisor to President Trump who was unnamed said, have you ever read The Art of the Deal? Right. And the point of that quote was that often the president will use bluster and extreme positions to try and get what he wants. And so he has threatened to shut down the app by September 15th. There's question about whether he legally even can. I think more than anything, he's just trying to make sure the sale happens the way he wants to. And he's trying to also get concessions out of the Chinese government.
Got it.
We'll see whether that happens. But the reporting so far indicates that the government and the company have been responding to his threats.
Ian Scherer, I know you're off to another interview, so I appreciate you coming on here this afternoon. This is an evolving scenario, so we'll see what happens. But thanks for coming on this afternoon. I appreciate it. Thank you, Ian.
Thanks for having me.
You know, it's just one. I don't use TikTok. I think I've mentioned this before. I have a one TikTok a day rule in my house because my wife always thinks these are funny. She tries to show them to me. At a certain point, I had to say no. Just one a day. One. That's my limit. One a day. So I'm not a big TikTok guy. I appreciate the fact that a lot of people want to learn how to dance. Maybe there's different ways to do that, but it's a confusing scenario. But I think it's interesting that the company might sell it because they certainly want the penetration of the audience here in this country. If it gets shut down, that's going to create a problem. I don't think I still understand the ins and outs, though. And we had to kind of rush it with Ian because he was off to another interview. We have some questions about the Cardinals. The Cardinals will not play the Tigers this week. And I see a report that John Mozeliak was asked by Derek Gould to address the allegations that the Cardinals or some players went to a casino and maybe contracted the coronavirus. He said those claims are not true to his knowledge. This is why I caution people. You know, this rumor is out there. It's on Twitter. That's why I wanted to address it. But I would always caution people just to kind of take a wait-and-see approach. Maybe somebody who is a staffer went to a casino. Who knows if anyone went to a casino? Let's maybe see what the facts are here. Most importantly, no baseball tomorrow. The Brewers and the Cardinals had to skip that whole series over the weekend. The Cardinals and the Tigers will not play. Earliest, the Cardinals will play against the Cubs, who have already won 7 games and only lost 2. We'll have Chris Raby on sports at 4:15. An audio cut of the day is coming up next on KMOX.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Cut of the day is sponsored by the Good Feet Store, pain relief and comfort to fit any budget. We found out this afternoon the Cardinals will not be playing against Detroit all week. The earliest they might be able to get back into business is Friday against the Cubs. Meantime, we now know 7 players, 13 total, 7 players have tested positive for COVID. This is Mike Schilt, the skipper, on with Tommy Ackerman yesterday morning.
I can confidently tell you this. You know, we've had a lot of conversations, a lot of hard conversations, again, a lot of contact tracing. I can speak with a high level of confidence that our individuals and our organization has been as responsible and has gone above and beyond the protocols that are in place.
So right now, there's some rumors that are circulating about somebody going to a casino. I don't even know if a name's mentioned. John Mozeliak says he doesn't know about that, but Mike Schultz says there's not a place right now to place blame.
What I'm getting at is we've been super responsible. Our players have been responsible. What I don't appreciate is, you know, and it's very irresponsible, is for people to make some assumptions about what has or hasn't taken place. And, you know, it's just not, as of this moment, in the research we've done, the conversation we've had, it's not true. You know, clearly, you know, some things have happened that have allowed this to, you know, spread to some degree, but it's not, there's, you know, I'm not in the finger pointing business, but I am in the business of accepting responsibility and accountability. And, you know, I can easily defend the group's actions. This is a group that's been responsible for a period of time now and has a reputation of being responsible. And the fact of the matter is, you know, just look at our country and look at the world. This is a, you know, there have been people that have taken this as a more cavalier approach to it. And you know, it's spread because of it. But there's people that have done everything they possibly could do or within their rights or within their powers to do and have still been, you know, contracted it and spread it.
That is skipper Mike Schilt on with Tom Ackerman yesterday. And again, I think until we know what the scenario is here, and they have some pretty good contact tracing. They take pictures of people and where they're sitting on planes and everything like that. So let's find out where this is going to head before we start placing blame and jumping to conclusions. Chris Rabe will have more 4:15. Total Information PM coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.